USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is urging Republicans to get fully on board with the idea of a 9/11-style commission to investigate the January 6th attack on the Capitol. The Democratic-led House is set to vote on a sweeping coronavirus relief package by the end of the week. And we're starting to find out what exactly is in the bill.
Buried on page 305 of the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 is a provision that awards federal employees with kids as much as $21,000 for each household to stay home. The Emergency Federal Employees Leave Fund provision includes $570 million for government employees only. The bill ignored the same provisions for you and me. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The bill expected to pass the Democrat-controlled House. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
President Biden is commemorating the 50 millionth coronavirus vaccine shot, declaring, "We're halfway there." He set a goal of 100 million doses in his first 100 days, but his administration has been outpacing that. Biden saying, "The more people I get vaccinated, the faster we're going to beat this pandemic." With coronavirus data trends decreasing across the country, many sports stadiums are beginning to allow a limited number of fans to attend games. Tickets are selling like hotcakes for MLB spring training games, most teams allowing 15 to 25% capacity. Adidas Irwin is the general manager of the Barclays Center, home of the New Jersey Nets.
We won't be in an arena full of fans. We'll be in an arena with 300 fans, so everybody will be spaced out.
She also tells CBS News,
"Now, liken it to 9/11. There's a lot that we still do that came out of that terrible experience."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new survey indicates that a majority of American mothers would like to leave the workforce and stay at home with their children. 84% of working women telling Forbes Women and the Bump that staying home to raise children is a financial luxury they aspire to. When it comes to raising children, psychologist Adam Grant says there's one harmful question that parents and grandparents ask their kids. That question, what do you want to be when you grow up? He explains to me why.
I hate that question. I hate that it encourages kids to define themselves in terms of work. I'm an organizational psychologist, but I don't think what you want to be should be limited to what you happen to do for a living, right? We should be able to say, I want to be a great dad, or I want to be a good person. I think the other risk is when you ask kids what they want to be, it locks them into a fixed identity, and it leads them to fall in love with one possible career path. As opposed to saying, you know what, there are many different things that I'm interested in doing, and I'm going to stay open to pursuing lots of different possibilities.
As far as what Grant believes you should be asking your children or grandchildren,
what are all the things you're excited to do? Right? Think about careers as actions to take, not identities to claim. And I think the other question that's worth asking is, okay, you know, what are some of the skills that you like to use or some of the strengths that you might want to hone and try to master?
Grant also with a book out titled Think Again. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.